Krasos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1-6. We continue to discuss karbonos brought when a woman has a miscarriage, but this is a very specific what-if case. To understand the what-if, we have some need some background. The first is, when a woman gives birth, let's just say a regular birth, so then she has the first 7 days for a boy or 14 days for a girl are her yemei tuma, that blood is tamea, and she is forbidden to her husband. After that yemei tuma, so then after 7 or 14 days, she can go to the mikvah, and at that point, she becomes permitted to her husband, even though she's still perhaps bleeding. And for the next, if it's a boy, the next 33 days, or if it's a girl, the next 66 days, that's yemei tohar, the tahor days. And even if she sees blood during those days, that blood is not considered to be tamea. She remains permitted to her husband. At the end of that phase of either 40 days for a boy or 80 days for a girl, she now must bring her karbanos, that's the chatas and the ol, like we said before, on the 81st day, and that will remove the last vestige of tumah. She's a mechusar kippurim until that point, and after she brings those karbanos, she now becomes totally cleansed of any vestige of tumah, meaning she once again can eat kadshem and enter the base of mikdash. Now, the rule is that if a woman has a miscarriage in the middle of her yemei tohar, so then when she gets to the end of that first phase of the yemei tohar, so then she only needs to bring one korban, even though she had a birth and a miscarriage, or two miscarriages, one set of korbanos, the chatas ola, is all she needs to bring for both of them. Okay? Now, our Mishnah that wants to ask the following question. What happens if she has a miscarriage after giving birth to a girl on the 81st night, the night before the day of the 81st day? Now, does she have to bring one set of korbanos for both the birth and the miscarriage, we'll call it? Or does she have to bring now two, because the first phase from that first birth is over, now it's beginning a second phase. It's what's called the melosim etara over. Now, the mechlokas v'sil meshame, we'll see the details in a second. Now, the Mishnah is only considering if a woman gave birth to a girl, and then we're in the middle of her yemei tohar of having a girl, because, as we said earlier in the couple of Mishnahs ago, a woman who has a miscarriage before 40 days of gestation, the baby's less than 40 days since it was conceived, so there's no carbon for that. So since the boy, the period of after having a boy is only 33 days from when she's permitted to her husband to when she can bring carbonos, could never have a possibility of having a miscarriage during those yemei tohar, and needing to bring a carbon for that because it wouldn't be 40 days old. But for a girl, it's possible. It's possible that a woman could give birth to a girl after 14 days, go to the mikvah, be their husband, and she could get pregnant again, and then let's say on day 70, for argument's sake, she can have a miscarriage, day 70 from the birth of her girl, and that now that essentially is a miscarriage for which she will not have to bring a second korban for that miscarriage. When she brings her korban for her birth on the girl, that will cover both the girl and the miscarried baby. The question is, what happens if the miscarriage happens on the night of the 81st day, meaning before the day of the 81st day, because of course day comes before night, because you can't bring korbanos at night. On the other hand, the 80 days, that first phase, seems to be over. So the question is that the case? If she has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day, does she have to bring a second set of korbanos for that new miscarriage, or is it included in the first phase with the birth of that baby girl from before? So, the structure of the Mishnah is that we have machlokas v'tin, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai's position is that until we get to the morning of the 81st day, that is all considered to be the first phase still, meaning if she has a miscarriage in the night of the 81st, before the morning of the 81st, that's still considered to be part of the Melos Yemei Tohar, and she'll only bring one korban for both the miscarriage on the night of the 81st and the birth 81 days ago. According to Beis Hillel, no, once 80 days are up, 80 days are up. And if she has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st, that's a new thing, not connected to the Yemei Tohar of the old, and she has to bring two sets of korbanos. Now, in this structure, the Mishnah is going to be, Beis Hillel will bring two arguments against Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai will first deal with the first, then go back later and deal with the second, okay? And let's just see the Mishnah inside now. It says, Hamapelis or Lishmonim ve'echad, a woman who had a baby girl, and then 81 days later, on the night of the 81st day, but before the morning of the 81st day, so she couldn't yet bring korbanos to, as she will be required to do, she has a miscarriage. Beishamai pochim in a korban. Beishamai say the second this miscarriage doesn't require another set of korbanos. The one set of korbanos will be sufficient that she brings for her birth to cover the miscarriage as well, because we're considered to be still part of the first phase because she couldn't yet bring her korban. Ubeis Hillel mechayven. Beis Hillel say no. The first phase is 80 days. Once we've gone to day 81, it's a new phase, and therefore she has to bring a separate set of korbanos for this miscarriage as well. Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel will give two arguments to Beis Shammai. The first is Maishna or l'shmonim ve'echad miyom shmonim le'echad. Why in the world should we differentiate between the night of the 81st day and the day of the 81st day? It's always the case that every day begins with the night before. And just as if she would miscarry on the day of the 81st, you have to bring two korbanos, and Beis Shammai agrees to that. If she miscarries on the preceding night, which is the night of the 81st, she also should have to bring two korbanos. We never differentiate between the night before and the day. It's all one day, the 81st day. No difference. And second of all, a second reason, says Beis Hillel, why we should bring a second set of korbanos for this miscarriage that happened on the night of the 81st, is because im shavalo l'tuma lo yishvalo l'korban, you yourself, Beis Shammai, agree that if she would start bleeding on the night of the 81st, we would make her tamea, like call her nida all over again, right? So you see that day 81, even the night before, already like the first phase is over, and now we're starting a new phase. We're finished with the Demei Tohar, and if she bleeds, she's tamea all over again as a nida, and you agree to that. So you see that you're calling this as like a new phase, and therefore, of course, if she has a miscarriage in this new phase, she'll have to bring a second korban for this new phase. Those are the two points that Beis Hillel will make. Beis Shammai will discuss the first one first, that why we differentiate between the 81st and night versus the day, and he'll come back later on to talk about the tumah situation. So Amru Lehem Beis Shammai. Lo, Beis Shammai say that argument that there's no difference in the night before and the day of the 81st doesn't hold water. If you want to talk about a woman who miscarries on the day of the 81st, that miscarriage happened already when she could have brought her korban for the birth of 81 days ago. And therefore, it's for sure in a new phase. That was the old phase. This is the new phase. How could you compare that to if she has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st, where she never had even the possibility of bringing a korban yet for the birth 81 days ago? So therefore, we haven't left that first phase. We're still in the first phase of bringing korbanos for the first birth of the girl. And how could you say we've entered another phase if you couldn't bring the korban to end out phase one yet? That's his argument. So in other words, he's saying, since you couldn't bring a korban yet, it can't have ended that first phase. So on that, Beis Hillel is going to respond. Amrulhen Beis Hillel v'harei hamapelas b'yom shmon ve'echad shechal yos b'shavas tochiach. Beis Hillel say, listen, I can prove to you from the fact that if a woman miscarried on the day of the 81st, but it happens to be on a Shabbos, the 81st day is a Shabbos, so shelo yatza b'sha'asha hi ru'i lahavi b'korban v'chayavas b'korban. She can't bring on the 81st day a korban because you're not allowed to bring a korban yachid, a private person's offering like the olah and chatzah she needs to bring on Shabbos. So you see, she couldn't bring a korban yet, and yet even you agree if she miscarries on the 81st day that she'll have to bring a separate set of korbanos for that new miscarriage. So you see, says Beis Hillel, it's not about just being able to bring a korban. Sometimes you can't bring a korban on the 81st day either, but the point is once you've entered the 81st day, it's a whole new day and a new period, and therefore a miscarriage on the night of the 81st should also require a second set of korbanos. Amar lehem beisham beisham, I say back to Beis Hillel, no, lo. Ima martem b'mapelis yom shmonim ve'echad shechalios b'shabas. You want to talk about a miscarriage that happened on the 81st day, which happens to be a Shabbos. Sha'af al pisha inu roi l'korban yachid. It's true that a private person can't bring korbanos for a technical reason, but roi l'korban sibur, it is a time to bring korbanos in general, and in fact, you can bring communal offerings. You know, you can bring a chatas and an ola that you bring in like the tamid and a musaf, so they could be brought. Tomer b'mapelis or l'shmonim ve'echad she'ein halayla roi l'korban yachid l'korban sibur. How could you compare that to giving a miscarriage on the 81st night, the night of the 81st, where no one can bring any korbanos, neither a private person nor the tzibur. So it's not the same thing. It's just it's a technical problem that you can't bring a korban on the day of the 81st because of Shabbos. But it's the same as if she technically couldn't afford a korban and she happened to be sick and couldn't show up to Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean it's not korban time. And the truth is, although the Mishnah doesn't say it, the din would be that if the kohen would make a mistake and offer a korbanos for this woman on Shabbos, although that's aser to do, but she'll be yotzir chova, which means that ultimately you could bring it on that day of the 81st, even on Shabbos. It's just that there's a technical problem of Shabbos. But the point is, daytime is time to bring karbanos, and the preceding night is not yet. And therefore it says, Beis Shammai, if the miscarriage happens on the night of the 81st, we haven't ended the first period and gone to the phase two yet. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, as far as your second thing, Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, you said that the Tuma status should prove it. Again, the exact words of Beis Hillel earlier on were, Im shavalo latuma, if you'll agree that the night and the day of the 81st have equal tuma status, if she starts bleeding, she's tumei equally, which then would suggest, says Beis Hillel, that it's like you moved on from phase one to phase two. Lo yishvalo la korban, so it shouldn't be the same case when it comes to the offering, that if she has the miscarriage on the night of the 81st, again, it's like a new phase, because just like she's tumei all over again, she has to bring a korban all over again for the second miscarriage as well, a second set of korbanos. So, and that says Beis Shammai, no. Hadamim eina mochichen. The fact that she bleeds on the 81st night to make her tamea doesn't prove anything. Shemapelis besoch molos damea tamein upatur min a korban. Because she can actually become tamea again if she has a miscarriage, like on day 70. It was in the middle of the 80 days after giving birth to a girl. It's true that if she bleeds, we don't say it's menstrual blood to make her tamea. We say it's dam tor and she's tahora. But if she has a miscarriage on day 70, we'll say that she is Tamea from the blood of the miscarriage, from that blood. Even though we'll also say she'll only bring one set of karbanos for both the birth and the miscarriage at the end of the process. So you see, becoming Tamea is irrelevant. She can become Tamea, and that doesn't mean we haven't left the first phase. So to here, if she bleeds on the 81st day, she becomes Tamea, yes, but that doesn't mean we've left the first phase in terms of karbanos. Okay, and there's no response from Beis Hillel. And therefore, it seems, if you finish our mission now, it sounds like Beis Shammai had all the answers, and he has the upper hand, and you would think the halacha follows Beis Shammai here. But in fact, halacha follows Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel did not back down, although you have no indication of that in the Mishnah. But the reason why is Beis Shammai also have a leaven from a pasuk. The Gemara says that there's an extra word O in the pasuk, Yikri Beis pasuk Vav, Uv Molosi Me Tahara, Leven Olavas, Tavi. She should bring her korban, so es korbana. So the extra word O there comes to add this point on the 81st night preceding. And that being the case, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, which is if a woman has a miscarriage after giving birth to a girl on the 81st night, before the 81st day after having that birth, so then she, besides her being Tamea, also will have to bring, when she becomes Tahora, a second set of karbanos for that miscarriage, in addition to the first set of karbanos she has to bring from the birth of the baby girl 81 days before.